Smile at the ground, it ain't hard to tell.
One Direction on Kiss. You're up late with Zach and Dom. Zach, a few weeks ago, before this show went off for a couple of weeks of holidays, we wanted to see whether you can reserve a park bench.
There was a news story around someone putting a sign on a park bench that said reserved.
That's it.
For a party later this afternoon. And we thought, how far could we push it?
Yeah.
If we put a sign on a bench in a park, could we reserve it for Christmas this year?
So we went out there and we put a piece of paper that said reserved for, I think it was 1 p.m. Or midday on the 25th of the 12th, 2024. We sticky taped it to the table. Producer Samson did it all for us. And we checked it the next night and the sign was still there.
24 hours, it was still intact. Now, yep. What are we, 3.5 weeks later?
Something like that, getting to that mark anyway. And we wanted to know, has the sign made it? Is the sign still there? I can't imagine. I mean,
are Australians ones to respect a random sign?
Well, if the sign is still there, then I think we have the booking for Christmas Day. I think everyone who's walked past has admired and respected
it. Yeah, because you'd think after a month, everyone who's going to walk past would have.
So
they're the regular people who use that park.
Now, it lasted 24 hours. There's no way it's still there. Is that your vibe?
No, well, I'm surprised it lasted 24.
So you think it might because of that? I'd be
No. I was surprised it even lasted that long. That's what I'm saying. Right. So by now, it's long gone.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd even be able to see the sticky tape residue anymore.
Well, we've sent Producer Samson back down to the park, and he's there right now. Producer Samson, tell us what you can see.
Okay, well, I'm just going up the steps now, and you know, since you've been on break, I've been quietly sending you some updates.
You have been.
So in the middle of last week, I can safely say and tell everyone that it was there.
Wow.
Okay, so it made it to last week.
Yep.
What are you looking at right now?
I'm just walking up to it now.
Yeah.
Never mind. Oh, guys, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Do you see it around? Has someone scrunched it up and thrown it on the ground? Is there any tape left? Sometimes they rip them off and they leave some of the tape.
I'm checking in the bushes now. One sec.
Has it rained? I wonder if rain got it.
Oh,
well, true. In fairness, it was a bit rainy. Well, you know, we had a few wet days whilst you guys were away.
Yeah.
And maybe. I'm trying to see if I can at least find some sticky tape.
Be careful searching through the bushes at this time of night, by the way.
Yes.
You might run into a local community group who are keen on a certain activity.
Well, just quietly, I've passed a few interesting people on the way here. So we need to stop doing this late at night.
Yeah, we should point out Samson is 6'3".
Yep.
Yeah. He felt safe doing this.
And he's in a well-lit area near a main road. Everything's okay on that front. But I guess the answer there, because the question was, will Australians respect a homemade sign reserving a park bench, or how long will they respect it for?
3 weeks seems to be the limit, Dom.
Yep, 3 weeks is too long.
I wonder what the point was where someone said enough.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love to have been there for the moment.
Were there some discussions, you know, in some type of family?
Yeah.
Partners talking to each other. Mm. I just can't take it anymore.
Oh, we need to get into the local community groups around here. I wonder if it featured there at all.
Yes.
If that made its way in there.
I'm taking it down.
Yeah, yeah. I reckon they might have. Either that or someone else who had their eye on the table for Christmas came along and they thought, no way, I got it. Because that's it. Maybe it was someone who was angry, you can't do that. Or maybe it was someone else who wanted the table.
Yeah. Now I don't know what we're going to do for Christmas, though. Christmas has been ruined.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Mwah.
Any station can give you tickets to see Coldplay live.
Can everybody hear us okay?
But only KISS can give you an entire row.
My name's Abby, and I just won a row of tickets.
I want something just like this.
All your must-have music tickets are on KISS.
Can't believe you guys are giving away rows of tickets. Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
Listen all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of all your must-have music tickets.
KISS 101.1.
I thought this time I'd be pregnant. Instead, I am staring down the barrel of yet another painful cycle.
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We know how painful it can be when each month brings disappointment. If you feel like you've tried everything, our team of fertility experts are here to point you in the right direction. With payment plans available, you can get access to fertility treatment now and pay over time. Make an appointment at Monash IVF today. We'll do what it takes together.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T's and C's apply.
Stop what you're doing because the Chemist Warehouse Footy Finals Half Price Vitamin Sale is on now. There's Blackmore, Swiss, Caruso's, Henry Bloom's, Manuka Health, half price. Bioglan, Nature's Own, Go Healthy, Inner Health, half price. Nature's Way, LifeSpace, Synovus, half price. And Wagner Vitamins are half price. Plus, find more half-price vitamins in-store and online. Sale ends September 29th. Excludes exclusive bulk sizes. Retail limits apply. Manuka Honey not available in WA. For half-price vitamins, shop at Chemist Warehouse and stop paying too much.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
Victoria, the SEC is back. I'm here with the Wind for comment. Go ahead, Wind. So you're saying the SEC is investing in renewable energy like wind, solar and storage and supporting us to go electric at home. Ah, so they help reduce energy bills, drive down emissions and create jobs. Thanks, Wind. Keep up the great work. SEC, powering Victoria for Victorians. SECvictoria.com.au. Authorised by the Victorian Government, Melbourne.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Miele appliances are crafted for longevity, designed so that you fall in love with them time and time again. Once a Miele, always a Miele. For September only, enjoy the ultimate peace of mind of a 10-year warranty on Miele built-in cooking, refrigeration, laundry and dishwashing appliances. Secure your Miele 10-year warranty now, in-store or online, and discover why once a Miele, always a Miele. Hurry, offer ends Monday, September 30. T's and C's and exclusions apply. See the Miele website.
Hi, I'm Sai.
And I'm Darcy. We're the college captains of St. Joseph's College in Ferntree Gully.
We're proud to attend a college that gives us the knowledge, skills and support to achieve our goals.
With state-of-the-art learning facilities, vocational options
and our sports academy and incredible sports precinct.
St. Joseph's College enables us to pursue our chosen pathways.
And is a school that prepares us for life.
Enrolments for Year 7, 2026 and 27 are now open. Visit stjosephs.com.au to book a tour with our principal.
The Qantas Hotels and Holidays Million Points Giveaway is on now. Until Friday, simply book any eligible Qantas hotel or holiday package and you'll automatically go into the draw to win a share of 1 million Qantas points daily. With 250 prizes to give away, every booking you make is a chance to win. So where will you go next? For your chance to win a share of 1 million Qantas points, search Qantas Hotels and Holidays and book today. Entries close 27 September 2024. T's and C's apply.
We know one in five Australians experience a mental illness every year. We also know creating better mental health will take time. So at the Black Dog Institute, we'd like you to help us take the first step. One Foot Forward is a walking challenge in October to raise funds and help put groundbreaking treatments into the hands of those who need them most. Sign up. Help the Black Dog Institute create better mental health for all. onefootforward.org.au.
Home is yours to create with $50,000 to spend your way at Dennis Family Homes. Will you choose a facade upgrade with instant wow factor, year-round comfort with upgraded heating and cooling, or extra storage to conquer your clutter? The choice is yours to make with up to $50,000 in specified upgrades when you spend just $9,990 on our Inspiration Series homes. Search Dennis Family Homes today to find out more. Dennis Family Homes, for whatever home means to you. Conditions apply. Building license number CDBU 49195.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, tyre and auto.
The Good Life Health Club sale is on now and it just got better. Join today with $0 joining fee, 4 weeks free and 20% off your first 10 weeks. But time's running out. Don't wait. See goodlife.com.au for all the details. T&Cs apply.
Melbourne's number one hit music station.
Time ago, in a lab far, far away, a science experiment went horribly wrong. Out of that fizzing beaker, Rose, Zach, and Dom.
It's alive!
Have you ever felt like this? Like strange things happen when Zach and Dom are on kids.
You're up late with Zach and Dom.
Something that was very popular in the 90s, Zach, is making a massive comeback. Now,
everything 90s is back, it feels like.
So is this how it works? Is it basically once a decade is like 20 plus years over?
Yeah, I'm thinking
over?
About 20, 25 years, it comes back.
Because I reckon it was, what, the early 2010s that everything from the 80s came back. And I feel like we're back there again now.
In the 90s, remember that 70s show came out?
Yeah, true,
and,
true.
You know, it was kind of people who were obsessed with the 70s. The 70s have kind of gone quiet now.
So does that mean how long until where we are right now? What year will the stuff that's trendy today come back in?
2050.
Okay, interesting.
You know, my kids will be in their 20s then, and yeah. I bet they're going to be wearing all stuff that will be like... We were wearing that back in 2024. Yeah. You have no... Oh, you want to track down the iPhone 16, do you? You think that's retro. You think that's cool.
There'll be some, like, some people... Give it another 40 years beyond that, and you'll have some 60, 70-year-olds saying skibbity. you know what I mean? It'll be a whole new thing.
Yeah. Can you imagine when Teslas are classic cars?
Well, I just hope humanity gets there.
Oh, you don't think we'll last that long?
Well, just... We're facing some struggles as a civilization.
Are we? I think that's going to end.
The climate.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
But look, welcome to some light entertainment for your Monday evening. Coming up after this, the thing from the 90s that has come back. We'll let you know what it is after Post Malone. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Why'd you throw them stones?
Zach and Dom on Kiss.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss, and something beloved from the 90s, Zach, has made a stunning comeback in recent years, which has now gotten to the point where there's actual stores that have been set up to sell this thing again. Bricks and mortar stores specializing in Tamagotchis. They're back.
Tamagotchi, the virtual pet from, what, like the mid-90s, maybe? Late 90s?
It was, what, about the size of a small rock. You'd hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
You'd keep this little thing alive. And then I think this was the death sound.
And Tamagotchis didn't really have much of a thing behind them, did they? It was just you just kept it alive as long as possible. Whereas Digimon, which came a little later, you'd fight them versus each other.
Yeah, and then Pokemon after that, I think.
No, but they weren't the virtual pet, though.
Well, that's true. Yeah, Digimon was a bit different.
Because remember, Digimon were a similar thing.
Yeah.
But you could connect them together and they would fight.
Well, I think Tamagotchis did a lot of existing and not much living, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I think what did you have to do? You feed them, clean their poo.
Yeah,
remember
that
remember it would wipe clean?
No, I don't remember that. That's
you know, it'd be
I've
like
a
kind of this wipe would go across the screen and remove the...
Yeah.
Feces.
Well, basically, I mean, people had a lot of fun with this, you know, when you were in primary school back in the 90s. But apparently Gen Z have gotten into it now.
Gen Z love that. I mean, they're using all the old cameras as well. Have you seen that?
No.
They call them digicams.
You're obsessed with old cameras. Not as many people are.
I'm obsessed with film cameras, but this is after that. They like crappy ones that we used to take around at school or clubbing and to parties, and then you'd upload them to your MySpace. We would look at them now and go, like, why would you want those photos? They're awful. But apparently that early 2000s aesthetic... It's really
Hilarious, isn't it? Because it's not, I mean, before that, it was the disposable cameras that had a comeback.
Yeah.
Which were, you know, photos you can't really use from the 90s technology or the 80s technology. And now we're back to digital cameras. Everything comes full circle, mate.
Apparently, I'm just reading here, Dom, the new Tamagotchis, though, they have updated them. It's not the same ones from the 90s.
Okay.
They now have Wi-Fi and you can download different items.
Okay.
I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
Don't mess with the classics.
Well, and I just think we probably should have put a trigger warning at the start of this segment. Because there'd be a lot of people listening right now who will be feeling a bit of guilt as they hear us talking about Tamagotchis.
Yeah, you'll get memories of your first Tamagotchi.
Well, we just know we're a nation, and every time you walk past someone, you never quite know, am I looking in the eyes of a Tamagotchi murderer?
Okay, well, murder is a hard word.
Okay, Tamagotchi manslaughter. What would you prefer, mate? It's negligence. That's what happens to a Tamagotchi. You leave it alone in primary school, you forget about it, your teacher doesn't let you bring it into the classroom, and you come back and...
Well, that is true, though, isn't it? What do they say? Mm. You never know the battle someone else is fighting. You could be walking down the street and going past someone who lost a Tamagotchi in the 90s.
Yeah.
And never recovered.
Never crosses your mind, does it? Now, imagine if you were, like, dating someone. And you know when you get to know someone, after maybe a few weeks or months, you open up about the hardest stuff you've been to each other.
Yeah.
If they teared up a little bit and just told you about Fred the Tamagotchi.
I tragically lost him.
Yeah.
Fed him too much. Didn't know that was a thing.
Now, do you know the five stages of grief? Do you go through them for the Tamagotchi?
That's what I think those tones are.
Yeah.
Signifies each one.
Yeah, right. 131065. We wanted to create a safe space on the show here for Tamagotchi murderers to confess.
Did you have a Tamagotchi that died, I think?
Oh, no. I think we got to go heavier on the language, mate. It's a heavy thing. You killed a Tamagotchi. It's haunted you for years.
You want to get it off your chest.
You want to get it off your chest. You want to say, yes, look, I know the police might come for me. They've probably been on my trail for years, but I did it back in 1997.
I'll confess to a Tamagotchi murder.
Oh, bloody hell. I didn't know I had one right in front of me. You're a Tamagotchi murderer?
Basically, I just got bored and stopped feeding it.
Wow.
Because it wasn't really that interesting once you got over the novelty of it. And I was like, what, you got to feed it like three times a day? It was too much.
You're a monster. The things you learn about the people closest to you, they say that, don't they, sometimes, that can rattle you. That you would never, it's often the people you'd never suspect.
You obviously never had one then, or else you would have killed it, because there's no way it's still alive.
Who says? Maybe I've got a Tamagotchi living at the ripe old age of 25 or 30 years old, mate.
Yeah.
Having a great old time. Oh, who knows? Look, 131065, is there anyone else listening who has killed a Tamagotchi before? We want to hear what you remember about it. Mm. Well, you know,
Give us some of the fond memories.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if the Tamagotchis are back and back for good, I just think this is a chance to get everything out in the open and have a fresh start. So 131065, have you ever killed a Tamagotchi when you were younger? Or did someone in your life, were they to blame?
Yeah, was there a Tamagotchi that were killed by your parents?
Oh, yeah, teacher, something
I'm
like
getting
that.
Rid of this.
131065, Tamagotchi killers, give us a call. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Girl, put your love on me, cause I won't let you down. I won't let you down. We'll be singing. Girl, put your love on me. I feel it all around. I feel it all around. We'll be singing. We'll be singing. Girl, put your love.
Zach and Dom.
On Kiss.
With Zach and Dom on Kiss, we're asking on 131065, have you ever killed a Tamagotchi We're asking this, Zach, because the Tamagotchi, the little digital pet you'd have in the 90s, Gen Z have become obsessed with them. The sales keep increasing year on year. It's safe to say the Tamagotchi is now firmly back. And we wanted to create a bit of a safe space for people who maybe back in the 90s, maybe early 2000s, did kill a Tamagotchi. And maybe it's been weighing on their conscience. They wanted to get it off their chest on the show. We have Holly in Sydney. Holly, are we talking right now to one of Australia's most famous Tamagotchi killers?
Yes.
Oh, Holly.
I think I heard a true crime podcast about you, actually, Holly. What's the story in your own words?
So my auntie has a Boxing Day party every year that we go to. I was about 8 years old, so about 10 years ago. I took it with me, and I didn't realise my Tamagotchi was in my pocket when I went swimming. So it had fallen out of my pocket to the bottom of the pool, and I hadn't realised until I got home, and I was absolutely heartbroken and distraught that I'd lost my Tamagotchi. And my auntie ended up mailing it back to me in the post, and when I got it, like, it was still working, still turned on and everything, but my Tamagotchi had died.
Well, I mean, remarkable that the Tamagotchi survived the pool.
Well, that's the device.
The device to survive the pool.
That's the technology of the 90s, though, Dom.
True.
That's back a good then, call. I mean, the fact that something shouldn't survive a fall.
Yeah.
That used to be just common grade. I remember I dropped a Nokia off a fair ride once.
How high up were you?
About 15 metres. It smashed on the ground, and you were able to put it back together, and it worked again. Can you imagine technology today doing that?
Yeah, I agree with you, but just you sound very much like a boomer when you start saying back in our day sort of stuff.
I didn't say back in our day.
Well, you gave the equivalent of a back in our day.
What?
You said technology isn't what it used to be. That's synonymous with back in my day.
It isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
No, by definition.
Okay, so what do you want? You'd like an iPhone that you could drop from anywhere and immediately you could piece the thing back together. That's your idea.
They won't do that, though.
Why not?
Because they keep making them so that if you just put any crack in it. See, I dropped my recent one.
Yeah, okay.
I had to replace the whole thing. It had a tiny crack in it. And they're like, oh, the whole back cut has to come off as well. Can you imagine getting a windscreen crack in your car? And you take it to the mechanic and they go, we got to take the whole thing off. We got to replace the whole chassis.
Well,
that would be ridiculous.
That is a good point. And sometimes a small crack on an iPhone and they say the phone's gone.
Yeah.
The whole phone. It's like getting a windscreen crack and them saying, we'll get rid of the engine.
Anyway, we're getting distracted here. Yeah. We're talking about Tamagotchis. Holly said 10 years ago, Dom. So that would have been a 2014 Tamagotchi.
Yeah, Holly, can you just give us the insight there? So why did you have a Tamagotchi 10 years ago?
Oh, I don't know. I think it was like back in primary school, that was all the hype. Everyone had one.
Wow, I didn't know that.
So Tamagotchis
had a comeback already.
So they had a mini comeback.
They're coming back again.
So they're like zombie Tamagotchis. They keep coming back. You know, wouldn't that be? That's the film adaptation we've been waiting for. Every other film, every other like game, toy, character has been turned into a film franchise.
Yeah, the Sims was just announced over the weekend.
Mate, we've had the Lego movie, we've had everything. It's time for the Tamagotchi film. Now, in saying that, the life of your average Tamagotchi
wasn't very long or very interesting.
So perfect for Hollywood today, mate. Just what they're after. You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, but I don't wanna hide. But I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die. Baby girl, it's just me and you.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss. Coming up after this, Zach, I've just had to get some tickets to the AFL Grand Final. My beloved Brisbane Lions are in there.
You've been on your phone all night. Is that what you're trying to track down?
I'm doing a lot of logistics planning. It's a fun experience at the moment. But there's something in the experience that I think anyone in this country who has, in the last year or so, I reckon, had to buy tickets to a concert, to anything at all, there's something I think we should revolutionise against. I think we need to unite as Australians and say enough is enough. And I'll let you know what it is after this.
Up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
You know Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars.
Hey, Kyle and Jackie O, it's Dua Lipa here.
How good are you? I've seen you live before. You're back for a tour.
It's wonderful. The response and the support has been so amazing. Makes me very, very excited to come back.
And this week, they are taking you to the land of the stars.
Put some miles on.
Let me hear you, Hollywood.
What's up, it's the Kid Laroi.
Thank you for having me, man.
This is a big deal for me because you guys are the shit.
Hey, it's Tate McRae here.
Hey, this is Phineas.
Hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
Hey, it's Curtis Stone with Kyle and Jackie O. You two are amazing.
You probably know me as Jason Alexander.
Best known on television as George Costanza.
Carmen Electra. She's a gorgeous-looking woman.
I know, and she joins us now.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, we're good.
Plus,
can you believe it?
Hey, everybody, this is Katy Perry. I love Kyle and Jackie O.
Katy Perry to perform at the AFL Grand Final.
They know how to put on a show. It's fair, the AFL.
It's great.
We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it.
Kyle and Jackie O are home of the world's biggest stars. Listen live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Kiss 101.1.
Hurry. The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
At OPSM, we are dedicated to delivering you everyday excellence. Until October 16, get $100 off prescription glasses or prescription sunglasses. Minimum spend $350. T's and C's apply. See website for details. Book an eye test today at OPSM.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with Medmate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week at medmate.com.au. Whether you're thinking of selling or dreaming of buying, it's never too early to contact EasyLink Conveyancing. We're Victoria's largest conveyancing company, completing over 25,000 real estate transactions. To purchasers, we offer free reviews of Section 32s. And to vendors, no sale, no charge.
T's and C's apply.
Our multilingual team will help you through every step from start to settlement. EasyLink Conveyancing, making property transfers easy. Visit easylinkconveyancing.com.au.
We can see so much of the world with our cars, but we can't always see what's going on with them. Like when our brake pads are worn thin, or when our tyres are wearing unevenly. With Bridgestone Tech Check, our technicians send you a 60-second video inspection that shows you what needs repairing now and what can wait, so you can go with confidence. Bridgestone Select, Tyre and Auto.
I've just scrolled past another pregnancy announcement. When will it be my turn?
Hi, I'm Jo from Monash IVF. We understand the heartbreak of waiting and hoping. If you feel like you've tried everything to get pregnant, it might be time to speak with a fertility expert. With multiple locations across Victoria, at Monash IVF you can receive personalised care near you. Book a complimentary nurse chat today. At Monash IVF, we'll do what it takes together.
Things move fast in small business, and when opportunities arise, they need to be grabbed with both hands. Move slowly and the competition goes past you. OnDeck can help your business to keep momentum with loans up to $250,000. The application can be completed in minutes. You'll know if you're approved in as quickly as 2 hours, and it's possible to get funding the same business day. So to keep your business on track, apply today at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
You haven't had chicken until you've had charcoal chicken at Elgina. However you say it, Elgina's chicken is always crispy on the outside, juicy on the inside, and charcoal to perfection. Oh, and their famous garlic sauce. I like to smother it on bread, pack it with chicken, and feel my eyes roll back into my head. It's not just chicken, it's Elgina's charcoal chicken. Find a location near you at elgina.com.au.
Paying too much for your mobile plan? Break free from that pricey telco with the Escape Plan by Amaysim. With 60% off, you'll get our $40 mobile plan for just $15 with 100 gigs of data on your first renewal. Plus, we're now offering great value NBN, because speed doesn't need to be expensive. Switch at amaysim.com.au. Amaysim! Offer until 15 October, then it's $40 for 80 gigs every 28 days. Online only. NBN for eligible customers only. T's and C's apply.
That's your doctor's appointment. Your usual doctor couldn't fit you in, and it wasn't an emergency. So you booked online with MedMate, and now an accredited Aussie doctor is calling you back in, wow, under 2 hours. Scripts and medical certificates will be sent to you instantly by SMS if clinically approved, all for $25. Well, go on, pick it up. Book a fast-tracked online doctor's appointment 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week at medmate.com.au.
If your university preference is finding your people, working with state-of-the-art tech and real industry experience, then make Swinburne your number one VTAC preference and get more with your ATAR score. Swinburne, next gen now.
Record-breaking country music superstar Luke Combs, live in Melbourne, with special guests Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lane Pittman. Performing two incredible nights at Marvel Stadium. Next February on Friday 7th and Saturday 8th. Get tickets from Ticketmaster. For more, visit frontiertouring.com.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Melbourne's number one hit music station. 101.1. This is
Kiss. I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. And I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall. whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call, and whenever I fall.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on KISS. AFL Grand Final is upon us, Zach. And I had to get tickets the other day. Very exciting as a Brisbane Lions fan to be able to get tickets to go along.
The big dance.
That's what they call it. And, I mean, you know, I got my heart broken last year. It was my birthday on Grand Final Day. The Lions lost to Collingwood.
Your 30th birthday and you celebrated with your team losing.
Yeah, I had a very long, slow walk by myself through Melbourne afterwards. I left the people I was sitting with and said, give me a minute, guys. I just need to process
this. That was what you did the only time I've ever been to the football with you as well.
Yeah.
Are you often leaving by yourself for a solemn walk?
If things go poorly, yes. Hopefully not this time around. But there was something about the ticket buying process that I'm just over this now.
And tell me about it.
Help me with this. What the hell is the processing fee for? Can you explain? It was an $8, I think it was, processing fee per ticket.
Mm.
Now, is that for the computer processing systems?
Yes. I believe that's how they justify it.
You're telling me, so if they sell 100,000 tickets,
They
need $800,000 per event of computer processing.
Well, it certainly doesn't cost $8 to process whatever they're doing when you click buy.
No, I wouldn't have thought so.
And then it comes up 3 seconds later with, you know, confirmed. It's like, what, that was $8?
Well, if so, I'm surprised that they're not charging me more for Instagram posts, because that I would think would use more when I put a photo up.
Are they...
Yeah.
Are you getting, you're not getting anything printed?
No.
So they're
no
just
printing.
Sending you an electronic copy.
See, I reckon in the past, this is my theory. I reckon in the past, that fee used to be the printing fee to print the tickets and post them to you. And then they moved online and they're like, we can just keep the fee.
Our producer Samson said he can actually explain what a processing fee is. How do you know about this, Samson?
Well, I've done a lot of ticketing stuff in the past.
Yeah, you're kind of a renaissance man, aren't you? Only in your early 20s, you've had a lot of lives.
Yeah, you really have. So many of them, and we love hearing about them on the show. So tell me, what is the processing fee for? Is it just a scam?
No, it's not a scam. What's happened here is because these guys can't make up an entire program themselves...
Mm.
These guys are actually charging them extra on top of the tickets they're charging you in order to make their money to pay for the program.
So this is like their licensing software agreement.
Yeah, basically, it's like, you know, if you tap your card, for example, and you've got that 1.5% on the credit card, it's the same thing.
So Ticketek aren't seeing this $8. This is going to the company they outsourced the program to.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
So what did Ticketek do then? If they're not giving the tickets, what's their job?
Marketing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. I mean,
I generally I'm over fees.
Yeah.
I think fees are done. It's the same with Airbnb. They keep adding stuff on.
Don't get me started.
The cleaning fee is like $150 now. I'm like, that's how much the accommodation used to be.
I actually emailed an Airbnb person once and said, if I clean it, thoroughly, I'll take the money. Like, give me the cleaning fee, because I reckon I could do a job for $150. I was in the Airbnb for one night on this occasion. I was like, I reckon you would not be able to tell. But no, they had to do it.
Someone told me the other, Samson pointed out the credit card fee.
Yeah.
I hadn't realized, you know, there's a fee on Tap and Go.
Yeah, it's small, isn't it?
But it is small, but you don't see it because you pay $40 or whatever. But yeah, then it shows up in your bank account as $40.10. I'm like, what's
that mean?
Hey, no one told me about that 10 cents.
I just think, work it into the actual cost. How hard is it? Just add $8 to the ticket cost.
We're actually pretty good at that in Australia. GST is in the price.
You don't have to tip a waiter.
Do tipping.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
So just put $8 extra onto the ticket. Let me pay the full ticket price. Don't put this flipping processing fee on there.
Airfares.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Mate.
You know what? I'm starting to see why when they say no hidden fees in ads, that's appealing to people.
Yeah.
Because it's the bloody hidden fees, isn't it? It's the bloody hidden fees.
That's how they get you.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Australia.
You're up late with Zach and Dom
on Kiss.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Now, walk into the club like, what up? I got a big. I'm just pumped. I bought some from a thrift shop. Ice on the fringe is so damn frosty. The people like,
damn, that's a cold ass honky.
Rolling in hella deep, headed to the mezzanine. Dressed in all pink, set my gator shoes. Those are green drapes and a leopard mink. Girl standing next to me, probably should have washed this. Smells like R. Kelly sheets. But it was 99 cents. Copping it, washing it. About to go and get some compliments. Passing up on those moccasins. Someone else has been walking in. Bummy and grungy f***ing men. I am stunting and flossing and saving my money. And I'm hella happy that's a bargain. I'ma take your grandpa style. I'ma take your grandpa style. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I have his hand-me-down? Velour jumpsuit and some house slippers. Dookie brown leather jacket that I found. Dig it. They had a broken keyboard. I bought a broken keyboard. I bought a ski blanket. Then I bought a kneeboard. Hello, hello, my ace man, my Miller. John Wayne ain't got nothing on my fringe game. Hell no. I could take some pro wings, make them cool, sell those. The sneakerheads would be like,
ah, he got the Velcro.
Whoa. I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
Ow.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is awesome.
What she know about rocking the wolf on your noggin? What she knowin' about wearing a fur fox skin? Whoa. I'm digging, I'm searching right through that luggage. One man's trash, that's another man's come up. Whoa. Thank your granddad for donating that plaid button up shirt. Cause right now I'm up in her skirt. I'm at the Goodwill, you can find me in the Hamptons.
I'm not stuck on searching in the section. Your grandma, your auntie, your mama, your mammy. I'll take those flannel zebra jammies secondhand and rock that.
Whoa.
The built-in onesie with the socks on them.
Whoa.
I hit the party and they stop in that.
Whoa.
They be like, oh, that Gucci, that's hella tight. I'm like, yo, that's $50 for a t-shirt. Limited edition, let's do some simple edition. $50 for a t-shirt, that's just some ignorant. I call that getting swindled and pimped. I call that getting tricked by a business. That shirt's hella dope. And having the same one as six other people in this club is a hella don't eat game. Come take a look through my telescope. Trying to get girls from a brand, man, you hella won't. Man, you hella won't.
Goodwill.
$20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a comer. This is being awesome. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big air coat from that thrift shop down the road. I'm gonna pop some tags. $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is being awesome.
You're up late with Zach and Dom on Kiss.
Go ahead, make my day.
Are you ready?
Dom, every single day's a holiday. The thing is, some days aren't as big as others. We're trying to do our part by raising awareness of lesser-known holidays. Each night I bring two to the show.
Yeah.
We got to pick one each to become ambassadors for. These are both occurring in the next 24 hours.
So September the 24th is tomorrow. We're almost in September 24th. I never in my life have thought of September the 24th as a holiday. What am I missing here?
It's National Punctuation Day.
Good
with
stuff.
An exclamation mark.
Yep. Okay.
See, if it was a question mark, it'd be National Punctuation Day.
Now, what's your favorite piece of punctuation?
Don't mind a semicolon.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
I'm a semicolon guy.
Yeah, just, it's classic you.
What are
slightly
you?
Pretentious, the semicolon.
Oh, is it? Why is that? Because you think that the sentence is going to end.
Yeah. And then surprise.
Oh, here's a list.
Yeah. So, yep. I reckon I'm a dash guy, the hyphen.
Oh,
good,
yeah.
Good old hyphen.
It's hard to know when, I think in text speak,
yeah,
the dash has really come back.
Yeah.
I think before I was part 20 of, years ago.
I was part of
it. Oh, you were part
back.
Of it, do you
yeah,
think so?
I've been using the dash for years. The dash is great, right? Because the dash can do what a semicolon can do. It can do what commas can do.
It's doing a lot of heavy lifting.
It's a bloody versatile piece of punctuation.
You know a piece of punctuation that I'm confused by?
Sure.
And I think a lot of boomers do this.
Oh, it's just the ellipses.
It's comma, comma, comma.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, you see that, right?
Yeah,
when you're sending
yeah.
that out.
No,
like,
I get
that's
that.
Not dot, dot, dot. That's comma, comma, comma. And well, I mean, dot, dot, dot is overused anyway.
Yeah, well, the boomers love an ellipsis.
But then, sometimes it's not even three.
Mm.
I think, yeah, some people in my life, they'll send a lot of kind of commas. Big, long lines of them.
Well, you think you're the same person I'm thinking of?
There's a few people.
Yeah.
There's a few.
One person wants to. I don't actually understand. Is it art? Am I receiving modern art here? Because
yeah.
The first, I suppose, stanza of the email would begin. And then there'd be sometimes 3, 6, 15.
They must be holding
commas.
It down.
But, like, what are they trying to communicate?
Yeah.
Is it stream of consciousness? I didn't know what to think here, so I kept pressing the comma
but
until
what
I
comma?
Thought. Of it.
Two yeah. commas in a row doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, I'm with you, mate. I'm with you.
It's also Tuesday, September 24, kicking off in just a couple of minutes, International Day of Birmingham.
Which Birmingham? There's two of them.
No.
Well,
there's lots of them.
Oh, okay.
That's why it's the International Day.
Ah,
now,
gotcha.
I think the OG, or at least the one we know as Birmingham, is a city in the UK.
Yes.
But apparently there's a number.
Well,
in America.
There's a famous one in America as well, I think.
There's also, I've looked it up, Birmingham Gardens in Australia, in Newcastle.
Really?
So there's Birminghams all around.
Interesting. It's a fun place to say Birmingham. Birmingham or Birmingham? What do you say?
I don't mind a bit of ham.
Yeah. Birmingham.
Yeah.
Birmingham. 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 I like
That's
it.
That's enough of that, probably.
Do you have any fun stats for us about Birmingham for Birmingham Day?
Birmingham has 35 miles of canals, which is more than Venice, Italy.
Really?
That's not a big surprise. I mean, Venice isn't very big.
But you don't hear many people going on a romantic trip to Germany, do you? It's not quite the same.
In recent years, one claim to fame is that it is the youngest city in Europe. Well, technically not in Europe anymore, is it?
Yeah, Brexit. Wait, hang on. In what way? Like, declared a city most recently?
No.
Yeah.
Youngest population. 40% apparently under 25.
Really?
That surprises me. If anything, I would have said aging.
Yeah.
What's... Not that I know anything about it. We don't even know how to pronounce it.
What is it that is so trendy and engaging about Birmingham?
Apparently, it's also the birthplace of heavy metal.
Oh. Okay, so...
That's a surprise also. I would have thought one of those,
country
like...
country gardens.
Those northern European countries.
Yeah, Sweden, something like
that. Yeah, they love heavy metal.
I would have thought Birmingham, if he'd invented anything, it might have been, like, the pipes, you know, playing windpipes. What?
Apparently, Birmingham also had the first shopping mall. Oh, no, hang on. Mm. The first shopping mall built in the UK. Okay, that's not much of a claim to fame.
Well, we've all learned a lot about Birmingham now. Which day do you want to take? What are you after?
I like punctuation day.
Great.
I'm a stickler.
So I now have to spend the day talking about Birmingham. People are going to keep saying, why are you obsessed with this town, Dom?
Yeah, well, you could look into some of the others. Why don't you go to Birmingham Gardens in Newcastle?
Oh, good call, mate. Good call. I'll track it down. That is all we got time for on the show. You can get the Zach and Dom podcast wherever you find your podcasts. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
Up late with Zach and Dom on KISS.